a closed door, a close of probation. Continuing on, the question is asked, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? God graciously grants a day of probation, a time of test and trial. He gives the invitation, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. If this invitation is disregarded, if the solemn scenes of the judgment make no impression upon the obdurate heart, if there is no repentance and confession and reformation, then the consequence will surely follow, that fearfulness shall surprise the hypocrite. Surprise the hypocrite. If we won't come to the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I would suggest to you that God has given us our day of probation right now. And if we're going to put off that day till tomorrow, we are building for ourselves the character of a foolish virgin. The coming of Christ will be as if it were at midnight when all are sleeping. It'd be well for everyone to have his accounts all straightened up before sunset. This is from Manuscript Releases, Volume 16, page 270. The parable of the 10 virgins was given by Christ himself, and every specification should be carefully studied. A time will come when the door will be shut. We are represented either by the wise or foolish virgins. We cannot now distinguish, nor have we authority to say who are wise and who are foolish. There are those who hold the truth in unrighteousness, and these appear outwardly like the wise. Now, in my presentation, this is a theme that I touch on, what we're dealing with here on a regular basis. And one of the quotes that I refer to is found in This Day with God, page 163. And I want to read this to you very briefly. And I always like to emphasize the idea that in this passage, it's talking about the door being closed. And there's three groups of people here represented as you listen to it, the wise and the foolish. And the foolish virgins get the door closed upon them. And then there's also those that have not known the truth.